Listener Production.
G'day, it's Tom Parry with you. More build-to-rent properties could be the solution to our housing woes. That's what the Property Council of Australia reckons following the release of the latest State of the Housing System report. The council is calling on Canberra to construct more student accommodation and retirement living communities to ease a predicted shortfall of new homes. CEO Mike Sorbas says the federal government has the power to make it happen.
It's a very, very big boost. If we could get 160,000 new homes through build to rent in this country, we'd be a long way to getting our housing targets.
As the country embarks on a conversation about gendered violence, Mildura's MP has opened up about her own experiences. Jade Benham says she'd be dead had her neighbour not intervened when her ex nearly strangled her to death in 2002. She's told the Herald Sun that time for talk is over. She wants actions instead of words. Police in Bendigo are investigating the circumstances surrounding a fatal crash. It occurred around 4:30 p.m. yesterday along High Street in Kangaroo Flat and saw a motorcycle collide with a ute near the APCO service station. The motorcyclist died at the scene while the driver of the ute was taken to hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. And Telstra has announced it will delay the shutdown of its 3G network until August 31st to give customers more time to upgrade their devices. The decision has been welcomed by the federal government. Telstra's 3G network was originally due to shut down in June. Maryborough has suffered another blowout in the Bendigo Football League. Its senior team lost their fourth-round home game by 333 points against Sandhurst. The result came just 1 week after a 258-point drubbing at the hands of Gisborne.